Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. 2 Peter 2, 5-8 says, "And God did not spare the ancient world except for Noah and the seven others in his family. Noah warned the world of God's righteous judgment, so God protected Noah when he destroyed the world of ungodly people with a vast flood. Later, God condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and turned them into heaps of ashes. He made them an example of what will happen to ungodly people. But God also rescued Lot out of Sodom because he was a righteous man who was sick of the shameful immorality of the wicked people around him. Yes, Lot was a righteous man who was tormented in his soul by the wickedness he saw and heard day after day. But God rescued Lot, a righteous man?" This is the last mention of Lot in Scripture. How could he be considered a righteous man? Is this not the man who lived in Sodom, who offered his daughters to be raped and his wife turned into a pillar of salt? Are we talking about the same man? Yes. It is quite reassuring that God remembers the good about a man and not necessarily all the evil we participate in. God always seems to refer to David as a man after his own heart, whereas I remember David as a man lusting after Bathsheba, a murderer, and liar. I need to take time to thank God for his selective memory. I also need to see how a man like Lot got himself into such a bad situation. I am certain that he did not wake up one morning and decide to be on the wrong side of the tracks. There must have been a process that he followed, an apparently acceptable path that led to destruction. If you look at the story of Lot found in Genesis chapter 13, you will see some very troubling decisions that eventually led to his undoing. First and foremost, when his and Abram's herd grew and needed to be separated, Lot chose the best land for himself and gave Abram what was left. He then went on to pitch his tent towards Sodom. He probably was appalled by the idea of living in such a godless city. Soon, though, he was living in Sodom and apparently became one of the leaders of the city. The Bible is not clear as to how he got from pitching his tent to leading the city, but it says he did so. I suspect that the environment he set up allowed him to view the city, to watch the fun, to be entertained by what entertained them. I imagine that he might have taken some day trips into the town to check the merchants and possibly saw some real estate that was more desirable than a tent. He probably moved in and saw many opportunities to represent the king, and probably tried and planned to be a wonderful blessing to God. But it didn't work out. We need to be careful about the environment we immerse ourselves in. This is Dave Wager with the program Thinking Aloud, brought to you by the leadership team of Relate365.com, a division of Silver Birch Ranch.